The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Today, the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to look at three topics. First of all, the essence of coming to belief. Then we'll talk about the critical questions for belief. And then we'll discuss the topic, good is insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. Overview of the broadcast. In documenting the essence of what I believe, it seems appropriate to document the essence of coming to belief in the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. We will start by recognizing the reality of a creative agency and that belief in a creative agency is more practical than alternative beliefs. I'll then counsel you to believe those who say they have a relationship and experience, and encourage you to seek an experience with the Creator and ask for revelation. I will then counsel you to believe the Creator seeks a deep personal relationship and encourage you to choose to seek it. We'll then address the critical questions for belief, starting with why are we here and how did we get here? We will then explore why is the human race in such a mixed up, muddled up, warring, chaotic mess? We'll then ask, why is the surface of the earth such a mashed up mess? We will discuss, good is insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. And finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as an IT project manager. I have over 29 years of experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So today we're going to start off by looking at an article, 2021-0202, The Essence of Coming to Belief. In documenting the essence of what I believe, it seems appropriate to document the essence of coming to belief in the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. So the first step is to recognize the reality of a creative agency. Recognize that this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings cannot have self-invented themselves. There has to have been an external creative agency. See the webpage Essence of Message Regarding Creation for an in-depth discussion of this topic. Folks, as you become aware of these things, as you look around you, it will become more and more evident that what we have in this world today, in ourselves, in the animals, the plants, everything, just could not have self-invented itself. There has to have been a creative agency. And then secondly, I would suggest that you recognize that belief in a creative agency is more practical than alternate beliefs. Recognize that it is more practical to believe in an external creative agency that pre-existed all this than to believe it all happened. You've got two choices. On the one hand, it just happened randomly in a haphazard, uncontrolled, unmanaged way. On the other hand, a highly intelligent, very powerful creative agency systematically went about creating all of this stuff and all of these planets and all of these animals and plants and people. And if you stop and think about it, I speak as an engineer, as a person who likes to design and make things, to create things. I know how difficult it is to create something that's really neat, that really works well, be it a house, be it a piece of furniture, be it a piece of software. And if you bake cakes, if you write books, whatever. It's not easy to create something that's really neat and works really well. And it's just not possible that whatever it is that you do can just randomly do itself without your intervention. You can buy all the material for a dog kennel, lay it in your garden, and in 100 years it'll just be a pile of rotting wood and rusty nails. It will not become a dog kennel. And that goes for anything in the creative world. So engineering teaches us that there has to be a creative agency to create something as complex as human beings. In point number three, I would encourage you to believe those who say they have a relationship. Accept the possibility that those who say they have a relationship with an experience of this creative agency are speaking the truth and choose to understand what they're saying. There's a paradox here. People who don't believe cop out when somebody like myself says, I have had deep personal experiences of the Creator. I have experienced miracles. I hear His voice. I have been taught by Him. I have met others with similar experiences. And you just discount that and say, these guys are cranks. Well, the fact is that there's hundreds of thousands of us, maybe millions, who will tell you that they have had real experiences with the Creator. And I have to ask you, on what basis do you look at me, an educated individual, and say this person is so cuckoo that they've imagined all this stuff, or they've got a screw loose, or they're crazy? Why not just say, hang on, here are a whole lot of people who agree on the fundamentals, and maybe I should investigate this more clearly? Then point number four, I suggest that you choose to seek an experience of the Creator. Choose to believe that since these people say they have a relationship with the Creator and that He desires to speak to us, that this is indeed the case, and choose to seek such an experience. So, why not, instead of just dismissing what I say, why not just put it out there and say, you know, Father Yah, or Creator, or Almighty, James Robertson and others say you exist. Please do something that will help me to know that you exist. Don't be prescriptive. Don't put fancy fleeces, etc., out there. You might be able to put a fleece out there, in other words, ask for a sign. But there's an art to asking for signs. A lot of signs are either self-fulfilling or self-defeating or are just not suitable. So I wouldn't go there. I would rather just say, Father, if you're real, please show yourself to me in a way that I can understand. My experience tells me that He will respond to you. Probably not in the way you want Him to, probably not in the way you expect Him to, but in a way that if you're paying attention, you will realize that something happened that could not have happened except for the existence of an external creative agency, of the Creator, of the Almighty. And then five, ask for acceptance and revelation. Pray to the Creator and ask Him to accept you, to guide you and reveal Himself to you. So you could pray, Father Yah, I choose to believe that you exist. In the name of Yeshua, not Jesus, Yeshua. Jesus is a very bad translation. I ask you to receive me and to lead me into relationship with you. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. He is absolutely, deeply desiring for you to pray something like that. Father, on a basis of what I've heard, the basis of what I've seen, I choose to believe you exist. And I ask you to help me. I ask you to guide me. I ask you to answer my questions. When I first came back to Him in 1993, I was taken to a charismatic church where they used the Bible and said the Bible was the Word of God. And I bought a Bible. I took the Bible. I held it up and said to Him, Father, these people say this is your Word. I don't understand it. I'm asking you to answer all my questions. In the years that followed, I filled about, I forget the number now, 1,300 or 1,400 page notebooks with the notes that I made of the answers I got to all the questions that I asked. So I wrote down the questions. I got the answers either by inspiration or somebody would speak to me, or I'd read something, or I'd watch something on TV or whatever. But something would happen to answer at that particular question. And it might take months or years to get the answer. Sometimes I would be in another country in order to get the answer. But he does, he wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. Give him the chance. And then six, believe the Creator seeks a deep personal relationship and choose to seek it. Some of those who believe say that the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with human beings. Choose to do what is required to achieve such a relationship and pray accordingly. Father Yah, I desire to seek a deep personal relationship with you. Please guide me to accomplish this. Now, it's important that you are aware of the reality that there are a very large number of people out there who claim to be believers at some level, who A, don't really believe. They believe in God or the Lord or Jesus or whatever. They don't have a belief in the Almighty Creator of the heavens and earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. They don't recognize that the man they call Jesus was in fact Yeshua, that he was a created being. And contrary to what I've just said, they don't recognize that the Bible is not the Word of God, it's just a book. So the result is that there are a hang of a lot of people out there who think they're believers, but they're not, because they're believing in the wrong things. That doesn't stop you from seeking a deep personal relationship, because that's why we're here. There is only one reason why this whole universe and you and I exist, and that is to have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. That's why he did all this. He was lonely. He wanted people to talk to. He wanted people to do things with him. You can be one of those people, and he will welcome you with open arms. Just ask him. And then point number seven, earnestly and actively seek a deep relationship with the Creator. Start earnestly and actively seeking a deep personal relationship with the Creator. Visit www.endtimeissueministries.org and visit the Relationship with Creator Radio.com webpage, or Google, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote, for more information. Research and apply what you find. In particular, download the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, and put it all it contains into practice. There are about 2,500 articles on the website in the article database, and there's over 1,000 web pages. So there are answers to a very substantial number of your questions. There's guidance on a diversity of topics. If you start at the top of the website and just start working down the menu, you will get a lot of information in a fairly logical sequence. Otherwise, just dip in wherever you go. There are sliders on just about every web page where things will pop up randomly that may answer your questions, may lead you to articles of things you need to know. On every bottom of every web page, there's a keyword cloud where you'll find essentially a keyword index to all the articles on the website. And it's huge. There's a table of contents in the right-hand sidebar and also on the menu. There is so much information there to help you get to know the Almighty deeply, to build a relationship with him. You can email me. I will help you get on Zoom, get on Skype, Teams, whatever. Phone, email. I regularly support people by email to answer questions and guide them. I'd love to hear from you. So that's the essence of coming to belief. I now want to look at another point, 2021-0104, the critical questions for belief. And I wrote at that stage, in recent weeks, I've been pondering the question, that there are so many people on earth who are truly seeking to lead good lives, and yet very few of them are believers, and they're therefore destined to become demons when they die. How do I communicate my message so that they can receive it? The following questions and answers are intended to help people who do not believe to come to believe. So point number one, why are we here? What is our purpose? As I've just said, we are here because the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, was lonely and decided to create human beings to be his friends and to share things with. See the web page, Our World Today History. Read chapter one. Folks, if you stop and think about it, we just said that there's huge evidence of a creative agency. If you stop and think about it, the only rational explanation for why we exist is because the Creator was lonely and he set about creating all this so that he could have companions, friends. If you are not a friend, you're missing your life purpose. You're going to be so disappointed when you die. Point number two, how did we get here? Well, the Almighty first created matter. In fact, you could go back and say he first created the periodic table of the elements. Then he created a big mass of matter, which then was thrown apart in this thing that's called the Big Bang. And out of that came solar systems and planets as he gently and just artistically created all these things. And it happened in an iterative, experimental, evolutionary manner. When it started, he'd never done this before. So he was learning, he was experimenting. In a way that you enjoy creating things, he enjoys creating things. Finally, after much testing on many planets, he found Earth to be suitable for creation of an environment for human beings. And then he ultimately created us. See again the webpage, Our World Today History, again, chapter one. Folks, the vast majority of what science tells us about creation is true. The only bit that's missing is the role of the Creator versus the role of nature or Mother Nature or whatever. And when you stop and think about it, as I said a few minutes ago, there is no ways that anything as complex as this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and us could have come into existence without an intelligent, highly creative agency to do that. So it's self-evident, according to me, that the Creator exists. And then point number three, why is the human race in such a mixed up, muddled up, warring, chaotic mess? And you can say to me, well, the Almighty is supposed to be good and loving. Why is there so much war? Why is there so much disease? Why is there so much hatred? Why is there so much lying and deceit and lust and fornication and? Well, the answer is simple. During the creative process, the Almighty created messengers, you might know them as angels, to help him. One of the leaders of those messengers had a manufacturing defect and became proud and rebelled. He was about to be utterly destroyed when he challenged the Creator to a contest to see if this messenger, who subsequently became Satan, the accuser, could lead human beings so far astray that there would be none left after 7,000 years on earth that believed in the Creator and were in right standing with him. The Creator accepted the challenge, and thus far, Satan is well on the way to winning the contest. There's just under 1,000 years to go. I wrote this in January 2021. There's now about 981 and a half years to go. See, the webpage, Our World Today History. look at chapter 2. There's a detailed discussion of what happened, how it happened. And again, like so much of what I'm talking about, if you stop and think critically about it, it makes perfect sense. You don't have to go with all these weird and wonderful ideas. The earth and all of the human race and everything was not created in 7 periods of 24 hours. It was created in 7 time intervals of indeterminate duration over thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of years. And then point number 4, why is the surface of the earth such a mashed up mess? As a consequence of the Creator, after about 1,500 years, humankind was in total rebellion, and the Creator Yah, with the assistance of his friend Noah or Nu, brought an ice comet to collide with the earth and flood the planet with water to considerable depth. In the year that followed, the raging tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, etc., totally mashed up the surface of the earth. This tremendous chaos caused the core of the earth to overheat and expand, and this caused the water to drain off the continents, leaving this mashed up mess that exists today. Have a look at the web page, the flood, and under that flood videos, and under that 10 summing up for a concise summary of this. And if you look at the flood videos, you'll see the whole story. Folks, if you soberly look around you wherever you travel on the earth, there is huge evidence that at some point in time, the surface of the earth was mashed up. Mountains collided. All sorts of erosion surfaces, etc. The Grand Canyon, the Fish River Canyon in Namibia, etc. Blade River Canyon. Rugged, jagged mountains. This is not something that just randomly sort of happened over billions of years. This is something that happened cataclysmically in a very, very short space of time. I would then ask you to consider the question, what happens when I die? If you die as a believer, you go to heaven where various outcomes are possible. If you sin before death, you will be judged and sent to hell to pay the price for your unconfessed sin before you enter heaven. If you die as an unbeliever, you will end up as a demon or ancestor spirit, condemned to rely on living humans or animals for transport, or stranded in your grave or wherever you died. See the webpage, Where Are You Going? Folks, this is really, really important. As I said in the introduction, it is possible for you to sit on a high throne with a glorious resurrected body with great authority, great power, and great prestige for eternity. It's also possible for you as a believer to end up in the outer darkness, which is a horrible place, so much so that it's almost possibly better to die as an unbeliever than to die as a nominal believer who has no relationship with God. If you don't believe, your body will die. You'll be taken to heaven to be shown that you've been lied to. You'll be taken to the lake of fire and told that's where you're going to end up if Satan loses the contest. And then you'll be taken back to your corpse. From that point on, you may either just end up in your grave forever, buried with the rotting corpse, or you might end up in the furnace of the crematorium, or you may be harvested by a Satan servant and put to work as a demon, or you might just transfer onto a family member who embraces your corpse. Not a pleasant outcome. You need to get close to Father. Point number 6. Are there different life outcomes I can choose from? Yes, you can choose from the options that I've just talked about. And within those choices, as a believer, you can choose between eternity in the outer darkness, which is horrible, all the way through to a high throne with a glorious resurrected body. See, where are you going on the website. Folks, if you're a high achiever, you really don't want to die as an unbeliever. You don't want to die as a nominal believer. You want to die as somebody who has made a difference on earth, who has had a relationship with Father on earth, and who has accomplished something for eternity. You can be the most successful human being ever and not have a relationship with Father, and your life will be as filthy rags when you die. You don't want to die as an unbeliever. You don't want to die as a nominal believer. At the very least, you want to die as somebody who's making a real effort to serve Father. And that is about having a relationship with Him, and it's about doing something for Him on earth. Whether that's taking some of my material and setting up a website or emailing people or going out and sharing tracts, etc., with people, you need to do something for the kingdom of Yah in order to qualify for a significant place in heaven. Then point number 7, if I choose the high road to a throne in heaven, how do I get there? Well, first of all, read and apply the article, 7 Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, on the website. On the webpage, 7 Components of Drawing Close. If you earnestly seek to draw close to the Almighty, cleanse yourself, pray the appropriate prayers, worship with suitable songs, etc., you will get closer to the Almighty. How close is up to you. The more you work at it, the closer you will get. See the webpage Creator Desires Friends and other pages on the website for much more information. I've elaborated on that already a few minutes ago. I've tried over the years. I've been publishing since about 1997, 98. Probably by this stage close to 10,000 A4 pages that I've written and published, some of it quoting other people, but 95-98% of it my own writing. And in that process, I've tried to answer people's questions. I've tried to address things that I note are happening, mistakes people are making, answers that I've got to my questions. So there really is a huge amount of information on that website if you're prepared to go and look at it. So that's endtimeissueministries.org, www.endtimeissueministries.org. I'll give that reference to you again at the end of the program. So I really encourage you just to go for it. And then I've basically opened the door for this question and I haven't answered. So point number 8, where did the Almighty Creator come from? The Almighty says that He is eternally self-existing. In other words, He's always been here. I have considerable personal experience of the reality of His existence, so that is good enough for me. The alternative is to believe, as I said earlier, that all this stuff has always existed and that we self-invented ourselves, which I find less likely than believing the Creator is real, of which I have considerable experience. I hope this helps you to get closer to believing in the reality of the Creator. If necessary, pray. Father Yah, James Robertson says you exist. Please help me to know that too, in whatever way you consider appropriate. And then wait expectantly and be sensitive to His leading and movement in the days that follow. It's not necessarily going to be a click your fingers thing. He's not going to jump through a hoop for you. It may take Him a bit of time to set up something that's going to get your attention and show you that He exists. The counterpoint to that is that you need to be observant and you need to be looking. If you're going to pray that prayer, don't just go blundering on, ignoring what's going on around you. Be sensitive, be observant, be asked questioning. And in my experience, he will meet you where you are with some sign that if you're listening and paying attention and watching, will clearly show you that he exists. And I have it that if you were to say to him, Father, I think that was you, but I'm not absolutely sure. Could you give me another sign? He will meet you to the tune of two or three instances. After that, if you haven't got it, that's your problem. So the third article I'm going to look at today, 2020-12-09, good is insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. At the time I wrote this in 2020, which is 2.5 years ago, about 7 years ago, I had dinner with a professor who had had a profound impact on my professional career. The conversation turned to the mutual friend who had introduced us and had also led me back to Father. The professor, who I deeply esteem, made the comment that as far as he was concerned, religion was of no consequence. What mattered was being good. I instantly knew he was mistaken, but I did not know how to answer him. Today I know with complete certainty that good is not enough. It is not even relevant. It is relationship with the Creator that is the only thing that matters. There are billions of good people on earth today. And yet on the 25th of December 2015, there were approximately only 2,700,000 committed believers on earth with some level of relationship with the Creator. And that number has declined since then. And quite a few of those people would not be classed as good by many good people. One of the things that happens is a lot of people who do have some sort of relationship get taken out by demons. They do all sorts of foolish things. They make belief in the Almighty look foolish. It's a difficult one. So, folks, I can't express this deeply enough. It's a smokescreen. It's a mirage that if you're good, you're going to go to heaven. What's happened is the satanic and demonic realm have allowed people in significant measure to keep the basic commandments and be good people, with the lie that if you're a good person, you will go to heaven. And it's just not true. If you do not have a deep personal relationship with Father, if you do not have any sort of relationship with Father, if you do not have a deep, settled assurance that he exists, you're not even going to make it into heaven. And if you have that settled assurance that he exists and you seek a relationship with him and you do things for him in this life, you will come to a place in heaven where there is a substantial reward. You may not make it to a throne. You may make it to the area of the foolish virgins on the sort of outer reaches of heaven, or the adulterous wives a little bit further in, or the wise stewards a bit further in from there, or the good and faithful servants a bit further in from there, or the overcomers on low thrones, or the friends on high thrones. It's there for you. It's up to you. And then the sad fact is that of those 2,700,000 plus minus people on the 25th of December 2015, very few had any sort of meaningful relationship with the Creator. So most of them were destined for the outer reaches of heaven. They might not go so far as the outer darkness, but they're not going to make it very far from that. This is tragic, given that the only reason humankind, this planet and this universe exist, is to be friends with the Creator. So if you're living a good life, seeking to be a good person, I have to tell you that that is not sufficient. In fact, on its own, it is worthless. What really matters is that you have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. Then it will help for you to be a good person. You need to avoid putting the cart before the horse. Being good without a relationship is frankly a waste of time. It's not going to get you anywhere worth going at the end of your life. And I'm not saying don't be a good person. I'm just saying you have to go beyond that. You have to say, I've looked around me. There is clear evidence wherever I look of a creative agency. Father Yah, James Robertson, says you exist. I choose to believe that you exist. And then go forward on that basis. Visit the website, download the articles, read, spend an hour a day reading about the things of the Almighty, spend an hour a day on your knees praying, spend an hour a day worshiping. So I encourage you to now step out and start to earnestly seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. See the webpage Creator Desires Relationship and the webpage Seven Components of Drawing Close and put all of that into practice. If you need guidance, please do not hesitate to contact me. This is my passion. This is what I live for, is to encourage people like you to develop a deep personal relationship with the Almighty. Nothing else matters. You can work hard, play hard, have a fantastic marriage, have a fantastic business or job, amass wealth. And if you die without the Creator, you're going to end up as an ancestor spirit. And if you die with a nominal relationship with the Almighty, you're going to end up in the outer darkness. But you could, if you chose to, if you made the effort, you could have a deep personal relationship with Him in this life and do things to serve Him in this life and end up on a high throne for eternity. It's that straightforward. It's entirely within your hands. It's entirely within your discretion. I encourage you, I challenge you. Put aside whatever is burdening you and holding you back and seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. So I want to close by asking you to examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Be aware that you are not a glove puppet. If you come to belief, He's not just going to maneuver you around. You have to lead your life. You have to make decisions. He will help you to choose your direction if you ask Him. Before you get married, go to Him and say, Father, is this the right person to marry? give me signs, give me confirmation, make sure that I don't make a mistake here. But you have to make sure you don't make a mistake. He's not going to do that for you. He will give you answers. Father, is this the right person to go into business with? Again, ask for signs. Ask for again and again. Get to a place where you hear him clearly. Get to a place where you get on your knees and ask him about every significant decision before you take it. Don't just storm ahead assuming that he's leading you. You can pray prayers like, lead me by your spirit every second of every day. He's not going to do it because that's not that's not the rules of the game. The game is for you to learn to walk with him and represent him as his ambassador on earth. Will you do that? So wrapping up, key documents and a video on the main menu of the website, the compendium of important articles, video on why seek relationship, the miracle of Yeshua's death, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, where will you spend eternity, the message of my message to Christians, also for Jews, also for Muslims, other religions, and people who don't believe, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries1word.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop down, or search on Google for quote Relationship with Creator Radio, and you'll find three or four different podcast websites where all of our broadcasts are available. The TV broadcasts are also available on LinkedIn and YouTube. If you contact me, I'll give you the links. Books, and they'll come up when you Google them as well. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search and the article search are in the right-hand sidebar. Just scroll down a bit. You'll find a huge amount of information there, and the Google search is particularly flexible. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. And email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium, and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I want to stress to you, this is an invitation for you. The person who is in your skin and listening to me right now. It doesn't matter how wealthy or how poor you are, how educated or how uneducated you are, whether you're short or tall, whether you're thin or fat, whether you're blonde and blue-eyed or black hair and brown eyes or anything in between. It doesn't matter whether you're of Asian descent. It doesn't matter if you're of European descent. It doesn't matter if you're of Indian descent. It doesn't matter if you're of African descent. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your tribe is. It doesn't matter what your nation is. It doesn't matter what language you speak. He can speak your language. He wants a relationship with you. He wants you to become his friend. Don't let anything get in the way of a decision to become his friend. It's there for you right now. You can seize it. Contact me. Good night. Father, I